Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what he's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic. Very good. Please welcome to the stage our first actor. He's a young man wearing an excellent t-shirt. please welcome Mr. Alex Howard.
I don't use a plectrum or know how to play the guitar, so sorry. This song's called In Upstate New York. It's about Philip Seymour Hoffman, about a film he was in. If you know the name of the film, shout it out.
I was born in upstate New York and I never left, and all of the worms of upstate New York will feast on my body after my death. And my wife, she left me. She never filed for divorce. She became famous for miniature paintings I cut myself shaving in upstate New York. La la la, la la la, la la da 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 da. In upstate New York, la la la, la la da. La, da, 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 da. I asked you for a shoulder to cry on. You gave me a cheek. You're pretty sure it's a year now that they've been gone. I am quite certain it's only been a week. And I came up to your bedroom. I just wanted to talk. We came to an impasse down there on the mattress. I married an actress in upstate New York. As a house filled with flames, with no one to come when you call. And from an upstairs window we watch the world burn away. Trapped here in these four walls. Psychosis with a P, psychosis with an S. A state of stasis and non-stasis. And we are all actors, so let's take our places. We have been here for 17 years. We've been shouting these words for no one to hear. We've got to the stage where there is no audience left. So I keep on living in upstate New York, and the years keep on passing me by. I find my daughter, but I cannot talk to her. When I see her photograph, I start to cry. And I built a world in a warehouse, became best friends with my stalker. He reenacts all my present and past. Things are moving too fast now in upstate New York. I saw her in a magazine, a tattoo skin behind the glass. And now she's hooked up to a life support machine. Her role must be recast. Psychosis with a P, psychosis with an S. A state of stasis and non-stasis. And we are all actors, so let's take our places. We've been here for 17 years. We're just screaming these words for no one to hear. We've got to the stage where, we've got to the stage where, we've got to the stage where there is no audience left.
Song. It's the only song that anyone other than Damien will know, or might know. I don't expect any of you to know it, but you might know it. And because you might know it, I'm going to play it completely differently to how I would play it if I was playing with orchestra. I'm Alex. Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun. I'm sorry if I cocked this up. I've not cocked everything else up too much. Not even the werewolf one. But, yeah, I'm excited for the rest of the day.
You came to me in a dream, your hair a flaming ball of tangerine. Cutting pictures from Victorian magazines. All at once You looked across the room, that sea of sad, sad faces, of phone calls in blue. What a way to spend a Saturday afternoon. Now your arms are adorned with these symbols to warn. Though you may be held dear, you will not be my fault. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name in my heart. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name in my heart. The reality, it was not the same. All that remained from my dream was your beautiful name. I put lips formed to passing ships, man, it's such a shame. But somehow I felt that you knew. Like somehow my subconscious had tried to break through and crush the silence with some psychic defiance, but it isn't true. Now your face is a field built with shrapnel and steel, with beauty beneath so covertly. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name in my heart. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name in my heart. And when I saw you, it set off alarms. My heart just can't handle your Cyprian charms. You couldn't have planned it sooner. It's just got sense of humor. It's just got sense of perfect common timing. Now your arms still adorn with those symbols to warn. But you may be held dear, you will not be my friend. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name in my heart. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name. I will carry your good name. Your good name, your good name in my heart. That's the end.
Almost as many total acoustics as I have. He's John the Baptist, some have said, to my Jesus. some have said that on the IRS. So please come to the stage, don't put your head off, it's Mr. Pete Green.
I've got a country song for you. This is sort of my tribute to, you know, country songs with really long names. Quite funny, you know, the sort of thing. My favourite is Dropkick with Jesus through the goalpost of life, that sort of thing. This is sort of my tribute to those. This one's called Don't Marry an Anarchist If You're in Love with the System. Don't marry an anarchist if you're in love with the system. Marry a long-distance lover if you've never missed them. And don't marry a spaceman if you've no inclination to lift your gaze up to the stars. Don't marry some hard lips and then never bother to kiss them. Don't marry a slacker if you want to live in a mansion. Marry a grey box if you miss somebody handsome. But don't marry a poet, then go and blow it by man of action. Don't marry a man who's wholehearted and just give a fraction. Don't marry a crooner, an honest Lucinda, watch telly and listen to songs. Yeah, don't be magnetic, break the laws of attraction. And honey, I'm still the same boy you fell in love with. I've tried, but I can't find a way back to you.
Again.
second half, we've got a young man who was once described to me as a young, sexy version of a better me. I think the word even could have been put in there somewhere, really. But that's what he is, so please, if that sounds too exciting, I'm afraid you're going to be too excited, as I present to you Mr. David Leach.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Leicester. This is my first time gigging in Leicester. It's nice, isn't it? I like this room, and I like the sexy radiators. This is my first song, and it is about... Actually, I thought about when I wrote it, and it was actually the first time I heard Pete's song about shockwaves, which was when I was living in Birmingham, and it was a pretty horrible time, and that CD got me through a lot of sad moments. Because I'd just moved to Birmingham from Manchester, and I moved to this bit of Birmingham that was miles away from anything. It was like suburbingham, like just lots of big houses, and someone tried to mug me, which was weird, because they didn't get anything, because I had no money or a phone. All I had was a carrier bag with some cooking oil and some milk. So this guy came up to me and was like, "Oh, mate, can you give us all your money?" I was like, "Oh, that's obviously Manchester. They don't do that in Birmingham." And I was like, "I can't." And he's like, "Oh, give us your phone then." And I was like, "I don't have my phone." It's like, "Do you have any chewing gum?" And I was like, "No." And then I continued to walk. And his mate came up to me and went, "Oh, I'm really sorry, mate. He's just smoked too much weed." And I was like, in my head, I was like, how can smoking weed make you want to mug people? Yeah. Otherwise, like, Holland would be like a hotbed of crime, which it quite certainly isn't. So this is called Forgotten Summer. Give it what you got. I'm here for you when you fuck it up. Fly away to Italy. I'll wait for you to come back to me. The morning sun, the morning runner. The more I hear your voice, the more I see your face. Sounds of the forgotten summer. But there's always a star in the sky. Life's a mess, and it's full of trouble. Don't let the good things pass you by. The morning sun, the morning runner. The more I hear your voice, the more I see your face. Sounds of the forgotten summer. So everyone, this is my last song, and you look full of energy and vigour. And this is a bit where I say, sing along, but not all the song. This song is about football, and it's about a specific team called Accrington Stanley. And do you remember the advert? Exactly. That's the name of the song. Called Accrington Stanley, Who Are They Exactly? And in the chorus, I sing that very line, and then I do it twice. So on the second time, if you all want to sing along with me, that would be lovely. It goes, Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? And then you all sing along. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Nobody's looking. You're all looking at me, and I'm all looking at you, so don't feel embarrassed. but there is a mirror there, so you can sing to yourself if you want. Think of it as a dynamic selfie. Here we go. My history in football is intricate and long. I thought I'd be like Ian Wright and sing you all a song. My dad was a director at a local team. He loved it because non-league football was kind of a dream. He said the conference is about sportsmanship, nothing like the Premiership. The team lost lots of money, so he lost his job. I guess that money is the key if you want to play professionally. So we lost our house, but I kept my civic pride. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Oh, Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? That's very good. We're going to do it louder next time, though. You might think my dislike stems from my sexuality. It doesn't, cause my ex supports the Wolves religiously. Each Saturday was filled with joy, but mostly misery. I'm just so glad he doesn't follow Coventry City. I used to work behind the bar at Blackburn Rovers Ewood Park. They paid pretty badly, so I left the job. I worked at Burnley Intermoor, dropped Alistair Campbell's lunch on the floor. He got pretty angry, so I lost my job. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Oh, Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? That was really good. Remember where you were during Euro 96? England versus Germany on June the 26th. Southgate's awful penalty, the England squad in grey. I remember it because it ruined my birthday. All the things in this song are true as well. They said that football's coming home. My friends and family all went home. I spent my birthday on my own and we had to freeze the cake. It's football all about drinking, transfer fees and gambling. I don't really care, cause I kept my civic pride. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Oh, Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? I'll do it one more time. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? You'll go. Oh, Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Yay, big clap for you. Bye, my job.
This is David Leitch, everybody.
There's harmonies naturally at the end, wasn't
there?
So it's
not intentionally.
And so this is a song I wrote. I wrote this a few months ago after my missus met Dan's wife, in fact. And it was a situation where you go like, oh, here's somebody I'd like to be friends with. How the fuck does that work when you're over 40? It's ridiculous. I haven't known you since I was a child. I can't be friends with you. And it's about that. So this song is called Can We Be Friends? I only came here because I thought I ought to. Standing at the bar, no one I knew to talk to. I said hello to you because we met at that thing last year. 20 minutes later, we're still stood here. We only spoke 46, but something clicked. Hey, can we be friends? Sorry if it seems like I'm not making sense, but this is not a thing I thought would happen again. But I'd say, hey, can we be friends? If we were teenagers, we could join a gang. If we were in our 20s, we could form a band. I think it's spent too soon for Joes and Darbys. I think I've finally seen the point of dinner parties. I don't want to sound weird, but do you fancy a beer? Hey, can we be friends? Sorry if it seems like I'm not making sense, but this is not a thing I thought would happen again. But I'd say, hey, hey, can we be friends? This is awkward, I know. The last time that this happened was a decade ago. But it seems that at my age you lose more people than you gain. So I say, hey, can we be friends? Sorry if it seems like I'm not making sense, but this is not a thing I thought would happen again. But I say, hey, hey, can we be, hey, can we be friends? Sorry if it seems like I'm not making sense, but this is not a thing I thought would happen again. But I say, hey, hey, can we be friends?
So basically we're not, because I've basically done three musicals and we've recently recorded a concept album, I'm trying not to record a concept album. Unfortunately all the songs we're doing are about being middle-aged for some reason. So this is a middle-aged love song. I want to tell you two things about this song. The first thing is that at the end there's a key change.
Ooh.
I know, that's a reason. So we've been practicing it with a band and we've been together for like 50 years as a band. I think this is the first time we've ever done a key change. So if you ever see us doing this live, the key
on
change
purpose.
On purpose. So the key change will come when the entire band goes and also it features air punching. I've realised that the target audience for this song is the last people will ever do air punching. There's air punching. Tim will lead you in the air. Tim will know. Tim will lead you in the air punching when it comes to the air punching.
You know, it's
But try to do it in time, don't follow Tim. So this song is called open brackets, You Make Me Feel, close brackets, Soft Rock.
When you hold my hand, when we leave the pub, feels like I've left Leytonstone far behind, and we're walking in Hollywood. And when you smile at me, when I make the tea, when we get back home, I feel my denims rip, my t-shirt shrinks, and I've lost 5 stone. Cause you make me wanna punch the air, and my mother like a wazzer, but I don't care. Got a wind machine, amazing hair, you make me feel soft rock. Is it the 257 or an F-18? Am I on a bike in the gym or a silver dream machine? And when I'm sorting out the shopping list or you ring me up at lunch, I hear Fender sing and the things I think would make Prince Rogers Nelson blush. Cause you make me want to punch the air, I might look like a wazzard but I don't care. Got a wind machine, amazing hair, you make me feel soft rock. Oh baby, tonight we're gonna rock. We've got a half bottle of wine in the fridge and Doc Martin on the T-Lo box. Get your Pringles open, we're gonna have a crazy night. I'll do your hot water bottle, we'll have whiskey in bed, and we'll listen to Radio 5. Cause you make me want to punch the air, I'm under like a wazzard but I don't care. Got a wind machine, amazing hair, you make me feel, here it comes. You make me want to punch the air, I'm under like a wazzard but I don't care. Got a wind machine, amazing hair, you make me feel soft rock.
And
And that was Totally Acoustic, a very special one-off Leicester franchise edition as part of the Sweep of the Nation Leicester All Dayer / Leicesterville. The next one will hopefully be in the summer. We're planning to bring it back for a new run of shows. You can find out more details about that by following me on Twitter, which is at MJHibbit, by visiting the webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com, or just for badgering me about it if you see me. So yeah, so thanks for listening, and thanks for coming to everybody who came, and hopefully see you soon.